Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome our esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba. We welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqh ala al-Madhaib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four madhabs, according to the four schools of thought. We continue with the series, the marriage series. Today we'll be discussing talaq, and we have our honorable Mufti Sapia. Mufti Sap, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Mawlana Zaid Khan, jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Sap, the first question is, what is talaqi raji?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem, amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First and foremost, we must know that the Quran Sharif teaches us وَالصُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ, that reconciliation is the best. And both parties, husband and wife, should try their level best. And then their family should try the level best to bring about reconciliation. And talaq and divorce should always be the last resort and not the first option. Islam discourages that totally. Hence, as we did last week as well, but no problem, we repeat it. Surah 4, Surah Nisa, chapter 4 and verse number 34-35, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, وَاللَّاتِ تَخَافُونَ نُشُوزَهُنَّ, that when you fear, you the husband, that from your wife's side there will be disrespect and this rebelliousness, فَإِذُوهُنَّ, first step, you give her advice, speak to her in a kind, compassionate, polite manner to make her heart melt. So that is step number one. That does not help. وَهَجُرُوهُنَّ فِي الْمَضَاجِ, then you separate the beds, meaning you withhold the conjugal rights. It does not mean that you have to go and sleep in a different bedroom and so forth. It means that you go and withhold her conjugal rights and tell her you are not pleased with her and her actions or her speech. So that's step number two. Step number three, wadribuhun, and that is you hit her. Hit her don't mean you hit her with a hand or a belt or a stick and all that. All totally haram and not permissible. In those cases, we will advise her, she should go to the police and lay a charge of assault against the husband. Remember that. This means that the husband takes the ruler or a miswak and just tap her lightly on her hand and so forth. So although permissible, but discouraged, and there must be no marks, no scars, nothing. And this is what modern day they call shock therapy. So that is what we should understand. So thus far, everything is between husband and wife, and nobody really else knows about this. Now still the situation is not improving, rather is deteriorating. So Almighty Allah says in chapter 4 verse 35, وَإِنَ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنَهُ, and if you fear that now this marriage will break, it's in the 11th hour, now it's right, you know, the husband is making up his mind that he will issue divorce and talaq and so forth, Allah forbid, فَبْأَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا, that they should appoint an arbitrator, whether from the family or somebody else, so one from the male side, the husband's side, one from the female side, the wife's side, and when they enter into the meeting for negotiations, what should be their frame of mind? Just look at the glory, the beauty, the style of the noble Quran, more than 1400 years ago, and Almighty Allah is giving us advice that is good, perfect for all times, all places, all circumstances. So when these arbitrators go into the meeting, iyurida, that the both of them should go into that meeting, islaha, with the intention they're going to bring about reconciliation, not with the intention intention to break the marriage, but with the intention to make the marriage. Imagine, يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا. Even at the 11th hour, Allah says, if all parties are sincere, Allah will guide them and give them tawfiq. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا خَبِيرًا. He is all-knowing and all-aware. He knows what's happened in the darkness of the night. He knows what happens in the brightness of the day. Everything he knows. Now what about the opposite scenario? The husband is having an affair. The husband is busy with drugs. The husband is busy, you must remember, with his secretary. Oh, the husband, he is not interested. He just lost interest in his wife. So Surah 4, therefore the Surah is so important. Chapter 4, Surah Nisa. And we see verse number 129, 128. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us Surah 4, verse 128. وَإِنِ امْرَأَةٌ خَافَتْ. And when the wife, she fears, مِنْ بَعْلِهَا, from her husband, نُشُوزَ. He is disrespectful, disobedient, and remember, he is, you must remember, not interested in the marriage. Oh, إِرَادَ, he's deserting her, that he's moving away from her. He's more interested in his secretary or girlfriend and mistress. فَلَا جُنَاهَ عَلَيْهِمَا. Then there's no sin upon both of them. أَيُسْلِحَا بَيْنَهُمَا سُلْحَا. That both of them should try to bring about reconciliation. She, the wife, should not just say, give me divorce and talaq. Why? It's not only her life. Most of the time, there'll be a child or children involved. So many lives will be negatively impacted. Just look at it. So Quran says, وَسُلْحُ خَيْرٌ. Reconciliation is the best. And remember, this is Surah chapter 4, verse 128. And then for reconciliation, they must be compromised, both sides. Husband can't say, you do my way or catch the highway. And the wife can't say, you do my way, otherwise you get out. No. وَأُحْذِرَتِ الْأَنفُسُ شُحُّ. Yeah, Almighty Allah is speaking about both parties need to meet one another halfway like that. Meaning halfway, don't mean exactly half, is a saying expression in English. So it means we both have to make some form of compromises, and if they are sincere, then they will reconcile. So if you look at it both ways, what will we find is the underlying factor. You will find the underlying factor is Quran Sharif is saying, despite the vicissitudes, despite the challenges, despite the turbulence in the marriage, the rows and the ructions, still Islam is saying, try and reconcile, try and make up your marriage. To make up is a great thing. To break it is very easy. Therefore, the hadith, authentic Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet Mustafa, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "Abghadul halali ilallah at-talaq." The most hated and detested action by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is talaq. So now is divorce. So now the husband says, no, things are not working up. He makes up his mind, so now he wants to give talaq. So the question you posed, Maulana, was, what is talaq e raj'i? So talaq will mean divorce. Raj'i means revocable. So what is the meaning of this? So we go to the Quran Sharif. Surah 2, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse 229. So Almighty Allah states, At-talaqu marratan. This talaq raj'i, the revocable divorce, remember, is twice. So if you issue one talaq, then this will happen. Or if you issue talaq twice, the divorce twice, and this is raj'i, revocable, then this will happen. فَإِمْسَاكُمْ مِمَعْرُوفٍ. During the iddat, the waiting period, so then you can take her back, you take the wife back without a new nikah, without a new ceremony and so forth. But your intention must be to treat her with love, respect and so forth. You don't take her back to cause her harm. وَلَا تُمْسِكُهُنَّ دِرَارًا لِتَعْدَدُ. That you can't take her back so you want to harm her more and hit her and so forth. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ فَقَدْ ظَلَمَ نَفْسَهُ. So that is haram. You are then oppressing yourself. So your husband gave the one talaq, and now he's missing his wife, she's missing him, and so forth. So he takes her back, right? So that deal. But for future now, he will still have only two talaqs left, because three bullets in the revolver, in the pistol, whatever. So he used one already, so two are left. If he gave two talaq raji, two divorces that are revocable, then still he can take her back during the iddat and without a new nikah, without a new ceremony, but he will only possess one for the future now. And if he does not want to take her back after the first or talaq or second talaq, oh tasrihum bi ihsan, or you release her, let her go, and remember that you do so with ihsan, you fulfill your duty with beauty. Normally when a divorce, talaq takes place, both parties are swearing, cursing one another, and then the families, in-laws, outlaws, everybody get involved. Islam says no. That when your wife is going now, so to her parents' place or her brother's place or so forth, you should give her gifts and presents. This is what you call O tasrihum bi ihsan, and that is release her. Remember what ihsan. You do good to her and apologize to her and tell her, you know, it was your fault also, but I also accept and concede that I'm also to blame. You soften the blow, you cushion the blow, and try and make it easy for her and so forth. So here we need to understand that this mut'a got nothing to do with the kuffar, Shia's mut'a prostitution. This is a gift that you are giving her, and so that she can go and continue with the life and so forth. However, there are 3-4 things we must know. The talaq, the divorce, must be the last resort. Number one, when will you give talaq? You give talaq to her fituhur, in her time of cleanliness, or not during the time of menses. If you issued the talaq verbally or in writing during her menses, it will be valid. It will be one talaq or two talaq, one divorce or two divorce, it will be valid. But you, the husband, will be guilty of committing a sin as well. So number one, so it should be in the period of cleanliness. In the period of cleanliness, la yujami'uha fiha, that you did not have conjugal relationship with her, you were not intimate with her. Now if you were intimate with her, and lo and behold, now you still want to give her talaq, now she falls pregnant, so now her iddat will be prolonged rat for night for another 8-9 months. So see the wisdom of Islam in all these things here. So you gave her talaq, number one, in the time when she was clean, not menses. Second one is, you don't have any intimacy with her, and intercourse with her, and so forth, and conjugal relationship with her, before you gave her the talaq during that clean period. So two. Third one, that you give her one talaq. Not you give three talaq and all, no, you give one talaq. And because the aim must be, you're still leaving the door open for reconciliation. And fourth one will be, you make two male witnesses, that is preferable, desirable, meritorious, remember that. So there's no argument. She will say you gave three, he say no, I gave one or two. So when you have the two male witnesses, or one male and two female witnesses, so then there will be no point of dispute and no place for any dispute. And then the next one, remember, as I told you just now, O tasrihum bi ihsan, when you are issuing the talaq, give her gifts, give her presents and so forth. All be it that is not compulsory, but remember, is highly, highly advisable, desirable and meritorious. Now take all this together and see what Muslims, never mind non-Muslims, what Muslims are doing today. So remember that when a person performs wudu, ablution, he must learn what are the breakers of wudu. He can't say that, no, I just learn what is wudu. So similarly, is wajib, compulsory upon the husband that when he goes and gets married, performs nikah and so forth, the basic rules, we're not saying he must become a big imam and a sheikh and a maulana and mufti, no. But the basic rules, he must know. He can't say, no, that I didn't know that one talaq will also be talaq, or two talaq, or two divorce will also be. So remember, people today, they look for every excuse under the sun, basically. But ignorance of the law is not a valid excuse. So always remember that ignorance of the law is not a valid excuse. Now bring all this in our modern day. You ask a person, when last you took a pen and paper and wrote? He will tell you, maybe years have passed. Because today people are gone digital, people are gone computer literate, people are too busy, social media. So now the email flew to the female. So the husband sent the talaq via the email. He admits he sent. So if he said once, then once. If he said twice, twice, remember. And the wording must be in any language, whether it is Arabic, Urdu, English, Zulu, Afrikaans, Greek, Portuguese, whatever, in the present tense or in the past tense. He, the husband, if he says he will give his wife talaq, then that talaq is not valid because it is something in the future. So that was just a threat, but the nikah is still valid and the talaq divorce will not take place. So even the wording we have to take into consideration, it must be in the present tense or it must be in the past tense. And another, now I was telling you present day, now that person, he just sent an email to a female, to his wife, so that will be valid. If he said one is one, he said two is three is three. Or you take your phone, smartphone, ugly phone, whatever you want to call, and he sends a WhatsApp message and so forth and so on, and he admits it, or he appointed somebody else to send that talaq on his behalf. He made ABC, XYZ person, that wakala, wakil, and representative on his behalf. So that also will be valid. So remember, even though in this modern days we have all these modern gadgets, so if that person used that, so the talaq will be valid. So when you study Islam, remember, you will understand that Islam brings about such laws that are fair and just to both parties. And when the talaq takes place, then after that we'll see if it's one talaq or two talaq, and is raj'i revocable. Said, what is the meaning of raj'i revocable? But more detail I'll give you now. So we must try to bring about, remember, reconciliation between them. So let me explain to you what is talaq raj'i. Talaq is the divorce, and raj'i means he, the husband, the words he used, whether in his pronouncement, announcement and utterance, were clear-cut, explicit words. That in English he said he is divorcing her, he has divorced her. There's no ambiguity. Everything is clear and explicit. So we call al-alfazu sariha, explicit, clear-cut words. There's no ambiguity in it. So you must remember, in Arabic he says that anti-taliqa and all that, you are mutallaqa and so forth. So it means the words like that. So once that words are used, he doesn't need, you don't have to ask him what is your intention and what is your motive. Finish, he uttered it, he wrote it out like that. So that you call talaq raj'i. And another point here, which sometimes our women don't know and don't want to accept also. So when the husband issued one talaq, so one talaq or two talaq raj'i, we will tell the wife, you should stay in that house there. Don't run away to your parents or your brother. Yes, if he's hitting you, abusing you, that's different. But in normal case, they try and stay in that house. Not only try and stay in that house, you must remember, then she must try and seduce him also. What what we mean she must try and seduce him? Normally, our ladies, our wives and so forth, at home, they just dress shabbily and don't worry too much. So all that. But she must push herself up, beautify herself, make herself attractive. Mm-hmm. So even by mistake, if the husband looks at her, he says, but my darling, my poppy, my sweetheart is looking so beautiful. He goes back to her, kisses her, touches her, tells her, I'm taking you back and so forth. So then that will mean that they are reconciled. And remember, if you said one, then it means two are left. And if you gave two, then one talaq is left. But they still reconciled. On a lighter note, this is now, you know, people, they love stories. So let me give you one story. So one person went, you know, stood that he went, you know, the wife went to the hospital and what have you, and the clinic, and she asked the nurses there and all that, that how's the husband feeling, how's that person feeling? So she had to say that the nurses sedated him, you know. So she said that the nurses seduced him, you know, stood. Instead of sedated, she said that the nurses seduced him. So the wife was very upset. Said, no, not seduced him, they just sedated him. So we must be careful with this type of words also. You can be big problems afterwards. So anyway, so this wife, that is what she should do. And that's why it's called talaq uraji. The husband gave the one talaq, but yet you must remember, Islam is still opening the door for you and leaving it open that you can reconcile, and in that way they save the marriage. And the parents are there. The children will grow up with the parents and not with the single parent. Just look at all this wisdom and so forth. And another masla also, very important, that during that iddat period, after talaq raj'i, one talaq or two divorces and so forth, that the husband tells his wife, I'm taking you back. But she's already gone to her parents' place, her brother's place or uncle's place or whatever you. She say, go to hell and all that, I'm not coming. But the husband said, I'm taking you back. So even if she says she's not coming, remember that she is still this person's wife. Why? Quran Kareem, Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 2-8, Allah says, وَبُؤُولَتُهُنَّ أَحَقُّ بِرَدِّهِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ إِنْ أَرَادُ إِصْلَاحَ, that the husband got the right of taking you back during that period when the intention is to reconcile. So it shows that she can't say no and so forth when it is talaq-e raj'i, when it is one revocable divorce or two revocable divorce. So these are all clear-cut issues mentioned in the Noble Quran. Therefore, you the wives, you the husband, both parties must learn all these basic rules. Likewise, you must remember that when the husband and wife now, that they can see that, you know, things will not work out. They both cursing one another and swearing one another and so forth. Although he gave one talaq or two talaq, but he doesn't want her, she doesn't want him, or she still feels, no, take me back, but he say, go fly a kite and so forth. So in a case like that, Quran Kareem will say, وَإِن يَتَفَرَّقَا يُغْنِ اللَّهُ كُلًّا مِّن سَعَتِهِ. When the divorce has taken place, and no, both parties say, fine, we don't want one another, we're fed up and so forth, so Allah will make both parties independent of one another. How many a time we see in our families, we see in our friends, we see in people we know, the husband was divorced, the wife was divorced and so forth, then they got married the second time or third time or what have you, and now they're living a happy life, they got children, mashallah, some children might be hafiz, some ulama, some doctor, engineer, whatever. So all these type of things. So, but they are living a happy life in harmony. So the first marriage was a disaster, but it doesn't mean the second, third one will also be a disaster. So Quran is giving you guarantee, وَإِن يَتَفَرَّقَا, that when you go, you understand, that separate lives, then remember, يُغْنِ اللَّهُ كُلًّا مِّن سَعَتِي. So many issues you can discuss, you know. I'll just make this the last one before the break. You know, if you resign from a job, Now you're not happy, or the boss is not happy. He wants to fire you. Yeah, today it's happening so often nowadays, you know. Or the husband now, he says he wants to give talaq and all this. Or he threatens his wife and so many issues like that. So always these times, you must have certain ayats in the Quran, certain verses in the Quran, you know, like your favorite ayats. And when you are down also, we all have our own, you understand, moments of extreme joy, happiness, elation, then we are happy, delighted. And you have our moments of sadness and what will happen, what will, so forth. So go to Quran. Quran will always give us motivation, inspiration, and see what the Quran Sharif teaches us. Subhanallah, إِيَّعْلَمِ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ خَيْرًا. When Almighty Allah knows that there is goodness in your heart, you resigned from your job, your marriage turned out to be a failure, and there are big problems. Yeah, your child passed away. You understand? Who's the apple of your eye? So a real big disaster came. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So when there's goodness in your heart, يُؤْتِكُمْ خَيْرًا, Allah will give you something better. مِمَّا أُخِذَ مِنْكُمْ, compared to that which was taken away from you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, and Allah will forgive you. In July, in our country, Natal, Gauteng, we know the riots and the looting and plundering and all that. So some were our family, some were people we know. So they said, I lost million, I lost 5 million, I lost half a million, I lost this. So for each one, I would say Surah 8, Surah Anfal, verse 70. Surah chapter 8 and verse 70. An ayat like this must give you great inspiration. Husband, you know you're the wrong. So إِيَّا أَلَمِ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ خَيْرًا. So you wife, you tried your level best, but your husband is full of drugs, full of dakha, mandrax, and what have you, having affair upon affair and so forth. So Allah will give you someone much better. And you also made some mistakes, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, and Allah will forgive you. The wife was upside down lady, real difficult lady. The husband tried his level best, but she say, you go fly a kite, me I'll wear miniskirt and bikini and all that, and I won't read salat, I'll read when I feel like, and thus he got the wrong references and what have you, you understood? So he got fed up and he divorced her. So you must remember that. So although 90%, 70% of the blame was the wife, the lady, but he also was to blame, but then Allah will give him somebody much better. Why? Because Quran says, so there are certain verses in the Quran that at times you must remember when you're down and out, then it will lift your spirits, it will increase, enhance your iman. So you got it now? Chapter 8, Surah Anfal, verse 70. Sahaba, when the first time propaganda was made, people came from Makkah to Medina and they told them, Inna nasa qad jama'u lakum fakhshawhum, the people are mobilizing, organizing an army, you must fear them. But these are not ordinary people like me and you, ordinary mortals. These are ashabun nabiyil Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the students of the master alaihi salam. Allah mentions two things happened to them. Instead of getting frightened, petrified, terrified, فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا, the iman increased, subhanallah. And then what they said, Surah 3, chapter 3, verse 173, they said, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِئْمَ الْوَكِيلُ, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِئْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. We know in South Africa today, this one is getting kidnapped, that one is getting kidnapped, children are getting kidnapped. So you hear this are happening, say Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Then say Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is the best one to take care of our matters and our affairs. And with that, Surah 3 verse 173, you add chapter 22 verse 78, the last one, فَنِئْمَلْ Mawla wa ni'man nasir. Allah is the best protector. Allah is the best helper. Now you wife, you husband, you can see your marriage is going topsy-turvy. One day smooth, 2 days upside down, 5 days good, 10 days going topsy-turvy. So turn more and more to Allah. Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. You read the 99 names of Allah, the Asma'ul Husna, as commanded to us by Allah, Surah 7, verse 180. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. But when you come to Wadud, repeat it, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. Ya Allah, you are the creator of love. Bring that love within my husband, within the wife, whoever is making the dua, and the children. And I told you 100 times now, that is not the bodies must meet, it's the hearts must meet. Once the hearts meet, then there's unity of thought, and then both of you go in the same direction. Otherwise, you will be in conflicting roads and paths. He's going right, you're going left, and then everything, then again, all the problems start. And read, every day read. Whether today our imam, he read their Fajr time, you understand? Was it today or yesterday? No, yesterday. Yeah. So yesterday he read, you understand, the last ruku, like, of the Surah Furqan, Surah 25. So I told all the youngsters there, you see what imams have read? Read, Allah says, these are the qualities of Ibadur Rahman, the true pious servants of Allah. Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. You're not married and you want to get married. You are married. You married 10, 30, 50 years, 40 years. Still you read. Because Shaitan's aim is Surah 2, verse 102. You farriquna bihi bayna al-mar'i wa zawji. There he definitely wants to cause separation. Remember that. And he will let the wife speak certain things. The husband will go mad and ballistic. The husband will talk nonsense and the wife will get. And then one thing leads to another. It's only Allah's mercy, Allah's grace, Allah's benevolence that he brings us out there, and then our marriage gets saved and so forth. So these are all basic lessons every Muslim couple should know. And dua is so important. See, just look at the glory, the beauty of the Quran. You know, I told you last thing, but now 101 topics come in the head. So Surah 25, Surah Furqan, the criterion, verse 74. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ. Ya Allah, grant us such spouses and such children that are the coolness of the eyes. So what is coolness of the eyes? فِي تَعَةِ اللَّهِ. Husband, wife, parents, children, all engrossed, engaged in pleasing Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. Then read in front the last verse of the criterion, chapter 25, Surah Furqan. Allah telling us dua, yeah? Recite this dua. Then Allah warns us, قُلْ. Say you, Ya Rasool Allah, Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Habib Allah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell humanity, مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. My Allah is not bothered about you if you don't make dua. Imagine. Allah is warning us, you, by human being, what is the law? The more you ask somebody something, they'll get fed up. They'll tell you, get out from here. I haven't got time. I have to sleep. I have to rest. I have to go. But Allah, the more we ask, the more beloved we become. And we don't ask, then Allah's wrath and anger descends. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهِ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ. You don't ask Allah, Allah's wrath and anger comes. Now, there's rows and ructions, fighting, argument, husband, wife. Husband tells his wife, you do my way or catch the highway. Today, that is democracy, you know, satanic systems. So the wife say, which way? Must I take the toll road or must I take the alternate route? They speak also upside down things, you know. Now imagine Allah telling us, Surah 25, verse 77, the last verse of the criterion, قُلْ مَا يَعْبَوْ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاكُمْ. You get out, I got nothing to do with you because you're not making dua. Then who's there to help us? So, O Ummah, that each one of us, we can be millionaires, billionaires, trillionaires, zillionaires, but Allah, we are paupers and beggars. وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِي وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَى. So these are the lessons we must learn, inshallah. In that way, we can save our marriages and save other people's marriages also.
We return back to this program. Mufti Sahab, the next question is, what is the difference between talaqi raji and talaqi bain?
In English, now people won't understand this type of terms because these are not words you use every day normally. So remember, English, when you speak legal jargon, you will say talaq-e-raji, revocable divorce. Talaq-e-bayin, irrevocable divorce. Simple terms it means. When the husband issued talaq-e-raji, so you must remember, it means that during the iddat, after the first talaq, first divorce, or the second talaq, as mentioned in the Quran, Surah 2, Chapter 2, Verse 229, then during the iddat period, remember what will happen, that if the husband takes her back, then that is called raj'i. So it is revocable, you take her back. And if you gave one, you got two for the future. You gave two, you got one left for the future. And talaq bayin is that you don't take her back. So you never took her back. So what happens? You gave her one talaq, or you gave her two talaq, and now the iddat went on. So the Quran Kareem teaches us, Surah 2, verse 228. Well, that Almighty Allah states, وَالْمُطَلَّقَاتُ يَتَرَبَّصْنَا بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ ثَلَاثَةَ قُرُوءٍ. So now there's difference of opinion among the jurors, the scholars. The word quru, you have certain category of words in Arabic, and it can mean, remember, two opposites. One word, two opposites. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. They will be rewarded according to what they earned. They will be punished according to what they earned. So the word jaza, I told you 100 times in the past, don't just say Jazakallah. Jazakallah alone can mean, may Allah reward you, may Almighty Allah punish you. So therefore you qualify it and say, Jazakallahu, Jazakumullahu for respect, khaira. So once you say Jazakumullahu khaira, Jazakallahu khaira, the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, فَقَدْ أَبَلَغَثْتَنَا. You have praised that person who did you that favor abundantly, profusely. So we hit everything shortcut, you know, Jazakallah finish. So no, we must say properly, because if you just say Jazakallah, so now here the word Quru got both meanings. One meaning of Quru is menses, Qar'un Quru. Qar'un is singular, Quru is plural. And the second meaning of it is, remember, Tuhur, the period of cleanliness. You know, between two menses, minimum amount of days of cleanliness will be 15 days. So it could mean that also. So we went to the Hanafi scholars and the Hanbali scholars, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, both are buried in Baghdad. So you must remember, Imam Abu Hanifa, they in A'zamiya, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, they in Dijla, next to the Tigris River. So they both giants are there. So we went to ask them. When I say we ask them, it means their books and all. So they say Salat al-Quru means menses. You see, so one menses, second menses, third menses must end. So now the iddat is finished. And we went to Imam Shafi, he's buried in Cairo. We went to Imam Malik, he's buried in Baqi, in Madinah Munawwara. What you say, what is the meaning of Quru? So they said, no, Tuhur, the three period of cleanliness. So when the third period of cleanliness finishes, so now the iddat expires. So once the iddat expires, now it's the talaqi ba'in. What it means? It means now, if you want to reconcile with your wife after one talaq or two talaq, one divorce or two divorce, then a new nikah must be performed. Tajdeedun nikah, what we call. So that is one definition of talaqi ba'in. We got it? So during the iddat is talaqi raj'i. But if the iddat expires, automatically it becomes ba'in. We clear? Second one is this, that he, that husband, this rouse, rakshan, fighting, arguing, he and his wife, he went to the Maulana, he went to the Imam, he went to the Mufti Sahib, Qari Sahib, and so forth. And then they told him, okay, do this, you write down this form or this letter or what, you so and so, and wife so and so, and these two people will be witness, and you give one talaq buy-in. So he wrote there one talaq buy-in. So it means one irrevocable divorce. So what is the wife's benefit in that? The husband cannot take her back during the iddat except with a new nikah. The husband cannot take her back after the expiry of the nikah, of the iddat, except with a new nikah. So the consequence of the talaq buy-in is, if you want to reconcile, then a new nikah must be performed. And in talaq raj'i, it's not like that. You can take your wife back during the iddat without a new nikah, without tajdeedun nikah. So that is your big difference. So the first example, talaq buy-in, you gave talaq raj'i and it expired, now it automatically became buy-in. Or you wrote down or you uttered that you are giving her a talaq buy-in and so forth and so on. Now third one. Now this we must be very careful, and you, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, listen carefully to what I'm saying. I can't say all the words, obviously, we on A and so forth. Now this husband and wife, and they're going for one another. So the husband tells his wife, you take your luggage and get out and you go to your mother's place. And then the FNBs and all that, not First National Bank, the other one, and all that goes on and all. Now all these words in Islam, they are called alfazul kinaya, means implicit words, unclear words. Ay tahtaju ila niyya. So we will tell the husband, see here, this is the Quran, you don't lie, because it will have grave consequences. It will have terrible ramifications and implications and consequences. That if you made intention of talaq and you telling us no, then remember your wife will stay with you, but your children will be harami. They will be haram children, illegitimate children, because you made intention of talaq when you were in that rage and fury and anger and so forth. So he needs to fear Allah and so forth. So anyway, now he told his wife, you get out, you pack up, and you know, a lot of words. We can't even speak all those words, obviously, for obvious reasons. Now we will ask him, what was your intention? So it's two things. Either he speaks the truth, he says, yes, my intention was talaq. He says his intention was talaq. When he was telling his wife, pack up and go and get out and all this, and so forth and so on. So in that case there, according to the Hanafis, one talaq buy-in will take place. You got the whole thing? Words that were written, words that were uttered, are ambiguous words, unclear words, implicit words. So it can have various meanings. So we asked him what you mean. He said, yes, he meant talaq. So the consequence of that will be one talaq a buy-in. Okay? So that is Hanafis. Shafis and them say, no, that will still be talaq a raj'i. You see, in normal cases, there are a few words, they say talaq buy-in, but normal cases, they say it will be talaq raj'i. So that is the Shafi'i school. Once the husband says yes, he made niyat and intention and so forth. So we must know the big difference between the two. Then the next scenario, he says, no, I just uttered these words and so forth, but my mind, my heart was blank in this sense. I did not make any intention. We ask him, are you sure? Then he says, yes. I tell him, if I give you the Quran and you hold the Quran, you still will say like that. He says, yes. Then we'll say, fine. The marriage is still subsisting. The marriage is still valid. And no talaq has taken place. You see? So that is how, when the words are unclear and ambiguous, so we need to solve the problem in this manner here. And you don't solve it when that husband is firing and all that, you know, swearing. When he becomes a little bit sober, when he cools down and the anger subsides, that's the time you speak to him and ask him all these things here. And sometimes the wives also, you must remember, they ate more masala. Stood because she's fed up, you know. So even if the husband said the one talaq, she said no, he said three talaq. You know, or two talaq and this and all that. So all these situations you face, I get 101 messages and all this kind of thing. So in a case like that, we will ask her, okay, Ben sister, you say that you say he said meme tutu. You call us in Urdu. Meme tutu. I say, you say, he say, she say, all that. So you say that he said two talaq or three. But he says that he only gave one. So where's your witnesses? So if she can't produce witnesses and all that, then remember, we will say it's one. But if she can produce witnesses, then we will say it's two or three or whatever she's claiming. So all those different scenarios will have different consequences. So all the, there's still many issues, but this is enough for you, the public, to understand. So the basic rule will be, in talaq-e raj'i, the husband can take his wife back after the first, second divorce, during the iddat period, without tajdeedun nikah, without a new marriage. And in talaq-e ba'in, whether during the iddat or after the expiry of the iddat, if both parties want to reconcile, then in all cases they must be tajdeedun nikah, a new nikah must be performed.
Mufti Sahib, in talaq-e ba'in, does the woman have to wait till the iddat is complete to perform a new nikah or during
the iddat? No. If both parties agree, you must remember, Zur ghibban tazdadu hubba. That's also the West and the English, they stole from us. What they taught us in school, Maulana, absence makes the heart grow fonder. So now when this wife went away, because it's talaq-e ba'in, she went to her parents or her brother or whatever you. Now the husband say, I made a big mess, you understand? Or the wife also say, why didn't I keep quiet and so forth. So both parties, parties or one party are really showing regret and remorse. So we will say, okay, reconcile. So whether it's during the iddat or post iddat after the expiry, so they can reconcile in talaq-e ba'in, but there must be a new nikah performed.
Mufti Sahib, the next question is, a man lost hope and he went to an organization and is requesting for advice which talaq to offer.
So if they go to, for example, normally people will go to a jamiyat, or they will go to some tribunal, or any other, or the imam, or the sheikh, or whoever. So like people like us, we don't get involved. We will just say, go here, go there, and so forth, because they deal with it. They got special department, social department, and all that, or welfare department, because they children, and a lot of issues involved. So we then, normally, they have ready-made forms, and then it's written there, talaq-e ba'in. So I told you the benefit of talaq buy-in, why it's good for the organization to do that, that she, the husband, is out of the clutches of the husband. So for the wife, she's out of the clutches of the husband. So that's her benefit. And his benefit is this, if they want to reconcile and both of them come to a mutual and amicable agreement, then just a new nikah has to be performed. There's no need for her to go and get married to another husband and all of that we'll discuss in next week's lesson and all that, you know. So anyway, the three talaq and so forth, all that we'll discuss next week, inshallah. So in a case like that, it will be the best way to make the best of a bad situation, as you call in English. So her benefit, she's out of the marriage of her husband. After the iddat, she wants to get married to somebody else, she can do so. Although it's only one talaq, remember that. So she can do that. It's not necessary she must reconcile with her ex-husband who divorced her and so forth. So all this will give her her freedom and her liberation in that sense. And for the husband, I gave you the benefit. So that is what the organization should do. They have the form and they say, okay, this marriage has broken down irretrievably. There's no sign of any reconciliation. Both parties are just swearing, cursing one another. And just now it might go worse, that the husband beats up the wife or pulls out the gun and injures her. And so, or the father-in-law becomes the outlaw. And a lot of issues nowadays. So then you give that, you say, okay, this is the form, that if this is what you want, as a last resort, you'll fill everything in, and then we will be the witnesses, or you'll come with your witnesses, we sign it, all that, and you keep the copy, and your talaq now is valid. So that is the advice we will give the various organizations and so forth. However, that when they come to the Maulana, the Imam, the Sheikh, the Mufti Sahib, then one, two questions he also must ask. That he'll say, you're both made up your mind, you want talaq. They say yes. Then he, the Imam, the Sheikh, the Mufti Sahib, Maulana, must ask that lady there, ABC XYZ's wife, are you in the state of cleanliness or are you in a state of menses? If she say menses, then he must say no, that you'll come back when you are clean. You understood? So it's not that just get it done and finish, because that the talaq will be valid while she is in menses. But remember, it's a major sin as well. Nabi alayhi salam was furious and said that you should not do so. So similarly, these are finer points and many a time are overlooked and people don't pay attention to it. Hey, just come on, just get done and done. No. Because every day they're going through this, you know, you just become another statistic, as you say. So no, these are finer points you must take into consideration.
Mufti Sahib, which word people will use that will constitute a talaq?
Yes, you must remember, I mentioned this, if it is clear-cut words, alfasu sariha, then the clear-cut words, explicit words, then remember the talaq will take place in any language. So take, for example, in Arabic, talaq, in English, divorce, Afrikaans, khaskay, Meman and Gujarati and all that, raja. Yeah. Now, these are clear-cut words. You must remember that. Whether he made intention or didn't make intention, the talaq will take place. It will be valid. Therefore, O husband, one advice I'll give you. This weekend you're getting married, or you got married last week, or whenever. There are certain things in life you don't play with. You understood? You can't say, no, I was just joking. I was just making a frightened, and we were just playing with one another. Oh, today the famous excuse is, no, I was angry. So I always ask that who gives talaq to his wife while making love to her? You understand? And being intimate with her. Normally you are angry. So remember, we'll conclude on this hadith. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Salatun jidduhunna jiddun wa hazluhunna jiddun. Three things, seriously, it will be seriously. And jokingly, it will still be considered seriously. An nikahu, that the girl is there, the boy is there, the girl's father is there, everybody is giving permission. No, this was just a concert, it was just a play. And no. But no, if everybody was there and there's permission, the girl by the father, all were there, so the nikah will take place. Nikahu wan talaqu, and you gave talaq. Say, no, we were just joking and jesting. No, the talaq will take place. Wal raj'atu, and you take your wife back. You say, no, but I just meant it as a joke. You can't joke with these type of things. These are sacrosanct. These are very sacred issues. There are emotions of people involved. There are people's lives involved. Other people's lives are connected to this, the children and so forth and so on. So therefore, we need to understand. And if it is ambiguous words and implicit words, then we ask, what is your intention and your niyat? Okay, jazakallah khair. We'll continue next week, inshallah, with what happens in three talaqs and so forth. Let's continue with our programs for today. Inshallah, between now the news by Brother Yusuf Ali, and thereafter, we must be conscious of our sins and so forth, external, internal. Mona Elias Patel, that should be interesting. 1 o'clock Adhan, Then 105 to 130, the report back. That was last week's, that Monday, the report. I gave the repeat of it. 130 to 2, Surah Ibrahim, chapter 14, verses 39 to 41. Very interesting. The du'as and supplications of Nabi Ibrahim, alayhi salatu salam. 2 to 3, Mona Zahid Khan, Madrasa on A. 3 to 3:30, the repeat of this morning's Q&A. So very interesting. A lot of non-Muslims for contacted us, alhamdulillah. 3:30 to 4, so Surah Alam Nashrah, remember the tafsir of it, and that will be, so by, you must remember Surah Alam Nashrah, and that will be from 4 to 5 will be, okay, Alam Nashrah Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri, and then 4 to 5 will be Surah As-Saff, that is after Surah Yasin, Surah Maulana Ridwan Kaji, and thereafter 5 to 7 will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub, inshallah, and 7 to 7:30 will be last week's khutbah that Sheikh Sudeis delivered and so forth, and then 7:30 to 8 Maulana Yunus Patel Rahimahullah's advices, 8 to 10 the discussion, Maulana Arafat and Maulana Salim Karim, and 10 to 11 will be Sheikh Anwar Al-Awlaki Rahimahullah. So that's our program, inshallah. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib and to all the listeners. We head on for the news now with Brother Yusuf Ali. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.